Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Limo driver Ed, has been a while since I've heard from Ed. Newark, New Jersey. Where are you this morning, Ed?
I'm picking up my client and I'm heading up to Boston. Well, outside of Boston. It's about 4.5 hour drive.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, well, they got their grandmother, so I guess she's going for the holidays. They don't want her to fly, so I'll take up. You know, we take our time safely, get there.
Yeah, that's great. Good, nice drive on a Monday morning up for the holidays. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, what are we talking about today, Eddie?
All right, brother. Now, with my Jets, used to be season ticket holder. This organization, man, you know, I got to thank Joe Namath because he's the only man that gave us a championship. But it's been over 57 years now, and I'm getting tired of the excuses. That's why I gave my tickets up. I can't keep spending living in Pennsylvania and then got to travel all the way down to a stadium that's one of the worst in the world that two rich owners couldn't get together. I don't know. You know, now, should I waste all my picks on a quarterback? No, I wouldn't do that. No, I would not. Look and see what quarterbacks are free agents this year. A lot of teams are getting rid of their quarterbacks that have paid all the, and you know, said that they paid a lot of money to all these quarterbacks, over 200 some odd million, and none of them are standing. Just mind-boggling.
Could be an indictment of the team not building the offensive line around them, and injuries happen in the National Football League. We've seen a myriad. I mean, teams are going to go to work this offseason on the amount of torn ACLs and ruptured Achilles that we've seen over the course of the season when you're dealing with hamstrings or some of the hits that you take. I think you know, when you look at Indianapolis – pulling, and we're going to see him in Monday Night Football. I think it's an amazing story. When you look at Philip Rivers at 44, now having not played football in 5 years, and that's going to be the apple of the eye of Shane Steichen to replace Daniel Jones, who ruptured his Achilles in that Jaguar game. You know, it tells you everything you need to know about the overall lack of quarterback depth when it comes to the NFL. Now, there are guys. I mean, I think the Giants have got a good backup when you're looking at Jameis Winston, but here's the deal. If you target a guy... And if you fall in love, if you are the New York Jets, and you say throughout the scouting process, you fall in love with Mendoza out of Indiana, right? Or just say unnamed quarterback, right? It's quarterback prospect day. You fall in love. Everything you give up will be worth it.
Yeah, but you know what? We have never, once again, you picked another defensive head coach. You didn't get an offensive head coach. That's why some of these head coaches are doing well and building their teams up, because you have an offensive-minded head coach. And that's the problem. And our organization is just terrible. I don't know why nobody just don't want to admit it. It's one of the worst in the league. We're terrible.
Yeah, it's been bad. I mean, you haven't made the playoffs since 2010. You've dealt with a lot of nonsense. Yeah. You've dealt with a lot of drama. You've dealt with a lot of leaks. Yeah. You've dealt with a lot of Woody being interfering. Woody's one of the worst owners in the National Football League. But I will say, a quarterback can change everything.
Yeah, well, right.
Can I ask you a question? Well, and I understand they're having a down year this year, and he suffered the turf toe injury and was out for 3 months and had the surgery. But Joe Burrow, right? Cincinnati's not a well-run organization, right? When you look at it, they don't like to pay guys. You saw that this year with one of their defensive players. They haven't done a great job of building up that offensive line around Burrow. That's why you heard the frustration. I think what you heard a couple weeks ago from Burrow is that, and people want to jump all over, is he going to force his way out of Cincinnati? I think he's just tired of getting beat up. I think he's tired of taking the hits. I think he's tired of not having a defense. I think he's tired, and this year has been a frustrating year because of the amount of time that he spent rehabbing after suffering, turf toe injury. But the quarterback changes everything.
Joe Burrow gets hurt every year. Yeah, but Joe Burrow gets hurt every year. I don't want him. He's another quarterback. He would come in. No, I don't want no. There's somebody that's going to be a free agent next year. Do not waste all your picks on some unknown quarterback because we're terrible about building a quarterback. So I wouldn't even think that way. I wouldn't give the Giants nothing. And I'll tell you right now is we have a heck of a lot more on this 53-man roster, more than just a quarterback.
You've got a lot of issues. I'm not telling you that the Jets are a quarterback away, but – and Ed, safe travels up to Boston, but I'm good hearing from you. You've got to find that quarterback. I mean, you just do. At some point in time, you do. You got to find that young quarterback that is going to play above what you're paying him, and that he can win under that initial rookie deal and that he can build the franchise around. I mean, that's the goal when you're in search of one, and I get the fear. I mean, it's tough watching Sam Darnold years down the line developed the way that he did last year in Minnesota and looking at what he's doing this year with the Seattle Seahawks. It's difficult. And, you look at Zach Wilson, how big of a stiff as he was. And I was dead wrong about Wilson coming out of BYU. But you've got to go out there and find that quarterback. And that's a big chip in the old game. But you got to love the quarterback. You can't. One thing organizations can't do, and you'll see it year in and year out in the NFL draft, convince yourself about a quarterback because you need one. That's where you can't do. You can't come from a point of desperation, even though you're desperate. Patrick in Melville is up next in the fan. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, so I'm a big, big Giant fan, obviously, and I want to talk about the coaching. And I know that you're not a big fan of Mike McCarthy, which I just, to this day, I can't understand. Some guy that's like 60 games over 500, literally has like had the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs like year in and year out. We need an adult in the room. We don't need another coordinator. We just need to be respectable again. We're literally, if we didn't have the Super Bowls, we would literally be the Jets. That's how bad we are. So I just want an adult in the room. I don't want someone like Aaron Glenn. I don't want a coordinator. I want someone who can build a great staff, someone who's worked with great quarterbacks, someone that can develop Jackson Dart, have a staff around him to develop, get somebody in the defense. And not to mention, he's won a Super Bowl, so he automatically commands respect. So Tell me what coordinator is gonna give you all the.
Yeah, I don't think there's an unbelievable. I think the knock on McCarthy is he gonna be as big of a disciplinarian as you need? I don't dislike if you tell me the Giants end up hiring Mike McCarthy, am I gonna rip the hire? No, for everything that you just ran through, I don't disagree with you.
Let me ask you a question.
You said about the success that he's had. I don't need to read into the way that it ended in Green Bay and the back massages he was getting and all the stuff where they tried to basically throw him under the bus. No, I think Mike McCarthy has shown you that he can develop a winning program. The question I have is he going to be enough of a disciplinarian? Because I do think that's kind of what the Giants need right now, is that caliber. Now, if you're going to tell me that you're going to go with an untested coordinator who's never been a head coach in the National Football League, well, that's a big-time gamble. And the Giants have gone that route, and it has not worked. Do they have the appetite to do that again?
Listen, I look at it this way. If Mike McCarthy, for example, can bring in like a Wink Martindale to do the defense, and he's a hard-nosed guy, literally put that defense in order. Because to be totally honest, the biggest disappointment this year is Jackson Dart gave us enough big playability that if the defense was somewhat even halfway decent, we wouldn't be staring at this horrific record now and trying to pick a number one in the draft. And I think that if we could just get that, and I think that, he's a big enough guy that I think that Wink Martindale will respect him. And I think that's the whole big thing about Daboll that basically shot himself in the foot is because he didn't, you know, he wanted to be the alpha dog instead of having two alpha dogs, and that's probably why, you know, we're in this horrible situation.
Well, and Wink wanted to be left alone. I mean, that's it. And Wink only trusted a couple of his assistants, and we know who their names are on that staff, right? And it was well documented at the time. But, you know, Wink wanted to operate like Buddy Ryan used to operate under Mike Ditka with the Chicago Bears. Leave me alone. You know, I'm running the defense.
Listen,
what Jack Pardee used to do with the Houston Oilers when he had Kevin Gilbride as the OC and Buddy Ryan as the defensive coordinator, outside of them getting into a fist fight on the sideline, right? That is what Wink Martindale wanted to do, is basically leave me alone. I know what I'm doing defensively. I'm going to operate. And, you know, that lasted for a while, or lasted year number one. And then in year two, when losing happens, and this is what happens, right, and frustration grows, that is where kind of relationships do fall apart. We saw that happen with Wink Martindale. But there's other good defensive coordinators out there. Look at Minter. Look at Lou Anarumo, the job that he's done this year with the Indianapolis Colts after being let go by the Cincinnati Bengals. And it didn't end well there out in Cincinnati for Lou. But, I mean, there are other defensive coordinators that you could look at potentially to be your head coach, not necessarily to move positions and become a DC for your team.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that I think that, you know, obviously that's kind of what's like, we definitely just need an adult in the room. We need to just, right now, we don't need to swing for the fences. We just need to be respectable now, because we're the new Cleveland Browns. That's how bad we are. We really need to just be respectful at this point. And I appreciate the time.
Yeah, you got it, Patrick. Happy holidays and appreciate the time. The Giants got to get back to some sort of relevancy. You know, we kicked off the program this morning. I mean, you know, get me to 2026. Now, it's been a long season when you're looking at both the Jets and the Giants. It's been an extremely long year and both have a myriad of different reasons as to why. You can't wait to get to next year, and hopefully next year starts to lead better results, because you'd like to see where there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And listen, dark gives the Giants hope. Now you got to go out there and find the right head coach. As far as the Jets, well, Mougie and Glenn, they've got draft capital after Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams trades. Now it's a matter of, okay, it's great to have that draft capital. What do you do with that draft capital? And you've got to find the quarterback. Now, you might be like a couple of Jet fans that called my show this morning and say, well, I don't really have the appetite to go after a young quarterback. Just get me somebody that'll be representable, that can win some games with. But in essence, at some point in time, you're going to have to find that guy. You are. You're going to have to invest. And if it ends up being Mendoza and you end up making a trade with the New York Giants to go get Mendoza coming out of Indiana because you believe he is the guy, then, and it works out, it'll be worth it. Rob in New Rochelle's up next to the fan. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Moose. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that to your family, my friend. Listen, it's a pleasure listening to a guy like you in this time slot. You treat the guys with respect. You don't berate nobody. Unlike the guy who was there before you, he got exactly what he deserved. I'm not going to mention no names.
No, don't say
anyway,
that.
Moose.
Rob, that's...
Well, no, like, he hung up on... Moose,
I mean,
he
I
hung
don't
up.
Know who you're talking about, but, I mean, like,
he
the
hung
guys
up
that
on
were
me
here a, did listen. A great job when they were here. They did.
He hung up on me a couple of times, and he was very nasty, so he did it to a lot of other guys.
Wow.
So that's why he's not there no more. Leave it. Forget about that, Moose. All right, before I talk about the Packers, Moose, a couple of things. You're talking about the Saints. I was in the suicide pool with 12 guys left. 10 of us took... the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Saints that day, they got 10 of us. And then the next week, I had a nice parlay going. I took Carolina over the Saints. The Saints got me again. The Saints aren't marching in for me, brother. I'm tired of that team. Anyway, about Aaron Glenn, just the way he treated Aaron Rodgers and told him to take a walk. Look at Aaron Rodgers. Listen, is he Aaron Rodgers 10 years ago? The Steelers are going to win a division. You got a coach. The guy played hard. And then they have something. The Jets have nothing. And you're talking about draft capital. It's the same thing year in and year out with these guys. Who are they going to get next year? Aaron, look at it this way. If Aaron Glenn coached the Bears, you think the Bears would be where they are now? Ben Johnson developed Caleb Williams. That's a coach and everything. This guy's a rah-rah guy. He don't belong on the field. You know that, and I know that. And about the Packers move,
well, I think that remains.
That was a rough.
I think next year is going to be all important for Aaron Glenn. I think him and Mougie are trying to buy themselves more time within the building, but at some point, the results have got to be there. I can't tell you one way or the other. Ben Johnson took his time before finding the team that he wanted and put himself in a position where he put himself with a really, really talented quarterback in Chicago. And it was, it's been a learning process, but obviously it's equated to wins, and they've been the cardiac Bears and won a lot of these close games late. And that was a miraculous win against the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night, that they did not deserve. Well, I mean, the onside, everything that fell apart for Green Bay. I mean, that is a harrowing loss for LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers, but an unbelievable win for the Chicago Bears. But Ben Johnson was patient. Didn't take the Washington job. He was patient. Wanted to put himself in the best possible position to be successful, and has done that with the Chicago Bears.
The only thing is, listen, if Parcells, if Aaron Rodgers can't, if Aaron Rodgers, Parcells don't want Aaron Rodgers, and he told me don't want, okay, this guy's built nothing up to tell a Hall of Famer the way he made the guy fly across the country, we don't want you no more. And he's, that's a disgrace. Just based on that, the guy has, to me, has got no clip. And one other thing, Moose, actually, the way the standings are now, we may see Green Bay play Chicago in the first round because Green Bay is going to be a six seed. They can't go, they have to win one game, and the Ravens have nothing no more. So they got to win one game, so it might be Green Bay and Chicago. Hey, Moose, I hope to hear more of you. I know that you're doing a giant thing. Keep doing what you're doing, my man.
Well,
you're doing a great job, and have a nice holiday.
Thanks a lot for the call. You know, to the last point you made about Rodgers and the Jets, sometimes you have to do things to appease the ownership because that's what the ownership wants. Make no bones about it. Listen. Jets did not need to fly Aaron Rodgers across the country to tell him thanks, but no thanks, we're moving on. In the end, like, and I've been told, Rodgers can't stand Woody Johnson. Like, I mean, that is, you know, that relationship in the end, there was no relationship. So, you know, sometimes you got to do things to kind of appease your boss. And that is exact. I would imagine that was one of those things. So Rodgers now having success, has played well the last 2-3 weeks for Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was a hell of a victory that they had, a miraculous win in the end after Boswell misses that field goal, which would have made an 8-point game, held on for dear life against Campbell and the Detroit Lions, but a victory nonetheless. And they put themselves in a very good position in that AFC North to be a playoff team. And that was the goal this year. And then just how dangerous can you be in a wide-open AFC? Was that the classiest of things that the Jets did? No. But ultimately, you move on from that if you saw some more positive things from Glenn this year as a head coach. Things that you believe in, that this team, and you haven't seen it. I mean, the last 3 weeks, they've been non-competitive. After that Falcon victory, they've been non-competitive. 1118, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Giants Drive of the Game is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, reminding you to make the right choice. Don't drive impaired. Oh, no highlight. Okay. Oh, I thought there was a highlight. Do we just name the drive? Okay. There we go. A little miscommunication. Apologize. That would be the burn sack pickup touchdown New York Giants. There you have it. That's the drive of the game. Bob in New Haven's up next to the fan. What's going on, Bob?
Hi, Mark. Merry Christmas to you. I tell you, everyone's talking about the Jackson Dart being a problem or this being a problem. They blew that game yesterday on their last drive. They had third down and three to go midfield, and they decided to try and pass the ball twice. Carl Banks even said, why are they not running the ball? The object isn't to win the game there. The object there was to get a first down, and they try and throw the ball. The first time, a horrible pass. Second time, a sack. Game over. All they had to do was get 3 yards and to continue down and have a chance to tie or win the game. The coaches blew that game. The coaching is like that all the time. I don't know if these coaches are told they have to highlight their quarterbacks. They don't want to run the ball. Even yesterday in the Patriot game, they took Henry out of the game last two drives. Why? He was eating up the Patriots. I think these quarterbacks are too overrated. The coaches have to play them up because they're the ones that are making the money. They're the ones the fans want to see. They're the ones that are bringing in the revenue. The object is to win the game, not to highlight somebody.
You're pointing out a game in which the Giants ran. Do you realize Dart only attempted 13 passes the entire game?
It doesn't matter, though. The object is to win the game, not highlight Jackson Dart.
No, it's not 33. A matter of, but, you know, don't you find it odd in today's day and age of the NFL that you go as long as the Giants did without attempting a pass? I understand they were running the ball effectively. They were. I mean, they finished the game 30 carries for 128 yards as a team, lost the game by a field goal 16-13. But, I mean, it's a little odd to go as long as the Giants did yesterday. And the Giants were also done in by drops, Slayton, Theo Johnson, the Theo Johnson one who gave you the alligator arms, didn't want to get hit by the safety that was coming over, ends up going off of his hands, picked off by the defensive back of the corner, Murphy, right behind him. So, I mean, but you look at all those things, and those kind of storylines change, but you know, you want Dart to also, in a lost season, be able to learn what he's looking at, too, from a quarterback perspective, too, because all of this will help in his development, because you want to hit the ground running year number two with Jackson Dart as your quarterback.
You want to win the game. They have third and three. They got to get a first down or game over. And why are you throwing the ball? Just get the first down first. Then you can throw the ball downfield or make a better pass. Right now, your object is to get that first down. They lost that game. They let that game go. Trying, I don't. Carl Banks said, why are we throwing the ball here?
No, I got it, Bob. I understand. You're looking at that specific scenario. I mean, there were other plays that could have been made. And as we talked about earlier in the show, Giants need to find a way or learn how to win, and that's going to be up to the new head coach, New Haven, Tyler, the fan. What's going on, Tyler?
Hey, how's it going? They threw the ball because they ran the ball all game, and the Giants back in play. But anyway, I want to talk about Woody Johnson, how disengaged he is with the Jets. Eventually, the Bucs got to stop somewhere. And it goes all the way to ownership. The man took off for a couple of years, gave the team to his brother. Like, the Bucs stops with ownership. And the man,
what do you want? Woody more involved?
He's just the worst owner in the league. Not more involved. Just, I want him gone, basically.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. It's good to be an NFL owner. You're printing money, right? Don't listen to Hal about how difficult it is to own a team. It's good to be an owner. It just is. But I don't want Woody being more involved. You know, the one time you heard from Woody Johnson this year, he ripped Fields, rightfully so. We're having trouble completing the forward pass. I mean, that's true. I mean, he can't throw the ball. He can't throw the ball accurately. Not from an NFL standard. So I don't need Woody more involved. When Woody gets more involved, well, then the dysfunction starts to rise down in Florham Park. It's great that he's a little bit more hands-off. Leave it alone. Let the football people do their jobs. If it ends up not working, then you go out there and you bring somebody else in. The Jets haven't made the playoffs since 2010. They've done a lot of losing. Woody's been a terrible owner because he has been more involved. I don't need to see Woody wearing the diamond necklace on the sideline as we did three years ago, before that Monday night game in which Rodgers ruptured his Achilles tendon against the Buffalo Bills. I don't need to see that.
What plays in. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
But, I guess maybe just a quarterback away, like the point you're making earlier with the Bengals. They're not a well-run organization, but they have Joe Burrow, and they made it to the Super Bowl. A quarterback away would be...
Yeah, well, the quarterback changes everything, Tyler. The quarterback does change everything. There's no question about it. And Burrow, I think he senses a little bit of the frustration, dealing with the injuries, dealing with some of the drama that goes along with being a member of the Cincinnati Bengals organization. But he's got his weapons out there. He's got T. Higgins. He's got Ja'Marr Chase. I think it was more frustration about how this season has gone for Joe Burrow when he spoke to the media about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, more so than anything else. He looked ecstatic yesterday after throwing four touchdowns and putting up 45 points against the Miami Dolphins. And, the Miami Dolphins making the decision to send Tua Tagovailoa to be in the third string quarterback and starting Quinn Ewers, the former Texas Longhorn star quarterback. And that exactly didn't work out. Mike in West Long Branch, New Jersey, is up next to the fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, boss? I just wanted to talk a little Jet football. And I'm not saying get rid of or keep Aaron Glenn, but in the next 2 years, you have hundreds of millions of dollars in cap space. Five first picks. If you don't believe in him, get rid of him now and allow somebody to use all that capital to make your team a winner. And I understand the argument it's not fair to Aaron Glenn to get rid of him after 1 year, but it's also not fair to the Jet fan who's been suffering for God knows how long. I mean, we haven't made the playoffs in 15 years. I'm 47 years old. I haven't seen a Super Bowl. I mean, if they don't get this right in the next 2 years and pick the right players and pay the right guys in free agency, it's going to be another decade of misery.
Yeah, it's a lot of ifs. So, a lot of ifs. And I understand you come from a place of confidence. I get it based on all the losing that you've witnessed and all the frustration you feel as a New York Jet fan. It's a lot of ifs. This has nothing to do with being fair or right. I think they're going to give Aaron Glenn a little bit more time. And I think Glenn, as I mentioned in hour number one, has got to do a little bit of self-scouting and realize what he did right and what he did poorly this year.
I'm not against giving him a little time, but if you use up all that draft capital and all the money in free agency, and then you realize he's not the guy and it doesn't work, where are you? You're getting a new coach who, and probably a new GM who won't want any of those players, and then you're going to be trading guys off for first-round picks and selling hope again. We can't keep going through the cycles of firing coaches and getting new players and do it like just be stable, be a normal franchise.
Yeah, but
I don't understand why it's so hard.
I understand why is
mediocrity.
Why have the Jets and the Giants made it so easy to do a lot of losing? Why has the Jets made it so easy to be inept? Well, I think the fish stinks, as the cliche goes, from the head down. I think Woody has played a role. I appreciate the gamble that they had on Aaron Rodgers, but some of the personnel decisions they made to go along with it didn't work, and they didn't have the right head coach in Robert Saleh to pull everything together, right? Because he wanted to be everybody's best friend. Now you're looking at this team moving forward, Mike, and you're going to the negative that it doesn't work, but say I bring in another guy, right? And they make bad draft choices. It doesn't work either. So you made the decision that Glenn was your guy. And now you got to give him time to kind of see this organization through. You know, I asked him the question at his introductory presser in terms of, you know, what's going to define the Jets. He's like, well, you're going to see it on the field in 2025. Have we really seen it? We have not. And I think when you look at the Jets, what they rolled out at the quarterback position, you had to be like basically the Bears, the Ravens with Siragusa, or the Buccaneers with Derek Brooks in order to go out there and win. It was just inept. the quarterback play, and you saw some flashes with Tyrod Taylor, just not good enough. Let's head out to Eastchester, and that's got to be rectified. That's got to be priority number one. Andrew is in Eastchester, New York. What's going on, Andrew?
What's up, Moose? Happy holidays, brother.
Happy holidays, Andrew. Eastchester, great town. That's where my wife's from.
Nice, 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 nice. Yeah, yeah. I moved here a couple years ago. Love it here.
Yeah, beautiful. So far. Great pizza spots.
You mentioned Tua a couple of calls ago. So it's pretty obvious he's not going to be back. They got dead cap history if they cut him. So they're not going to cut him. They're going to look to get rid of him. Is he worth the Jets taking a flyer on him if Miami pays some of that money down? I mean, he's still young. 2 years ago, he threw for 4,700 yards. He can still ball, but or is he? Don't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I mean, I'd pass.
Got to be right, but
yeah, I'd pass, Andrew. I don't think Tua. I think he's in a spot down in Miami, being a warm weather site. I would not bring Tua Tagovailoa, given where he is physically right now, to New York with the Jets. At one point in time, before he suffered, I think he suffered the same injury to both ankles and suffered the hip injury when he was at Alabama. Remarkably accurate quarterback, even though he doesn't have prototypical NFL size, still had the arm strength to be able to deliver the football everywhere he was. I mean, Saban talked about, ridiculous accuracy in throwing the football. He's not that caliber quarterback anymore. So, no, don't bail out the Miami Dolphins and take on their problem. That's their problem. You've got enough problems to keep yourself busy if you're the New York Jets. Maplewood, New Jersey, it's David. It's the fan. What's going on, David?
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
How you doing, David? What's on your mind, buddy?
The quarterback that backed up Lamar Jackson last night when Jackson went out.
Yeah, Snoop Huntley.
He looked great. I mean, I don't know if it's their offensive line that's so good and odds are so bad. I mean, any quarterback that plays for the Jets, they get sacked 8 times in a game. How could you be any good?
Well, the problem you have is Cook holding on to the football too long. And the other issue is the Saints defense has played particularly well the last month, 5-6 weeks. So they've actually turned a corner defensively when you're looking at New Orleans, if you're looking at the statistics. Now, look at Snoop. I mean, they lost the game. They had an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. They gave up 15 unanswered points, and they lost.
Yeah, but that was the defense's fault. It wasn't his fault.
No, I get it. I would not say Snoop Huntley watching the game last night. I would not say all of a sudden he had this jaw-dropping performance. I thought he looked okay. I mean, but Lamar once again suffers a back injury. He's not been healthy in months, and the Ravens set another loss. I think the interesting thing down in Baltimore, to bring it locally here, is if they make the determination as an organization that they need a new voice as head coach, and John Harbaugh shakes free. If that does transpire, if that does happen, then, that would be a guy that I'd move to the top of the list if I'm the New York Giants. But that's the intriguing aspect to it. Because in Baltimore, and they got cute, and it just shows you, everyone's window eventually does close. And the Ravens, obviously, whether it be the Henry fumbles earlier on the season, Lamar not being 100% healthy, the defensive issues or the defensive injuries they've suffered throughout the course of the season as well. It has not been Baltimore's year, but when they were at the top, when they were at the peak, they got too cute with their play calling 2 playoffs ago against the Kansas City Chiefs. And then you had the big Zay Flowers fumble. And then last year up in Chili Buffalo, you had the big Andrews drop. So you've got to be true to yourself and play to your talent and ability. And last year, I thought the Baltimore Ravens were the team to beat going into the NFL playoffs, and unfortunately, they fell short. And every year is not one and the same. And when you have those opportunities, you better be able to take advantage of them. And those opportunities, a lot of them were self-induced. They let those opportunities slip right between their fingers. This show presented to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Melusis with you on Monday, midday, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Long Beach we go. Mario, the fan. What's going on, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, Moose? Good show.
Thank you, Mario. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, so listen, the dart, you know, it's very, very interesting. If he does it, running is part of his game. He reminds me a little bit of Lamar when he came out, right? He's got to run because that's all of his good plays have to do with his movement. If he doesn't move and he just stays in the pocket, he's not that good. I mean, he missed a lot of throws yesterday, too. I mean, he looked awful yesterday, you know?
He did look bad last year. Last year. You looked bad yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings. I think that was a big time learning lesson for Dart. He only attempted 13 passes. He did not take any unnecessary hits. I mean, he was sacked on a number of occasions. There were a couple of times that with sacks were negated because there were helmet to helmet hits. We saw that on, I believe, 2 occasions with the Minnesota Vikings Dart. But Brian Flores is an exquisite defensive coordinator.
Yes, but you know the thing is with that, if he keeps on, he hear all the rhetoric, don't take hits, if he completely changes the way he plays, he's not going to be good. That's part of what he's good at, and he's going to take some hits because he's a swashbuckler type of a, you know, guy, go after it.
Every quarterback's going to take hits on occasion. Do I need him stiff-arming defensive backs down the field? No. Do I need him getting greedy on the sideline, trying to take an extra yard and taking an unnecessary hit? I do not. That's the point. You know that, and Dart can go out there and be defiant as he was against the New England Patriots, but you got to be smart about it. I mean, bigger, faster, stronger, that's what the NFL is. This is not Ole Miss, not the SEC. As good as the SEC is as a conference, it's not the National Football League. You got to be smart, and the rules are in place to go out there and protect the quarterback, right? Once you begin the slide, you can't touch him, can't hit him low, can't hit him high. There's basically like, a 20-inch space that you can hit the quarterback legally, right? You got to make sure the quarterback doesn't drop down, because then if he goes helmet to helmet, you're going to be flagged for 15 yards. I mean, there's so much that goes along with it, but the NFL doesn't want to see backup quarterbacks.
No, not at all.
Who the heck wants to see that? They want to see their stars in the game. Dart. Here's the one thing you want to say, well, that's part of his game. Yeah, Mario, I don't disagree with you. I don't think it's going to go away. I just don't want him. I want him to be smart about it. So you're not going to take away his legs and his athletic ability just don't go out there and put yourself in a prone position to take a hit that a quarterback shouldn't, because he's got to be available, right? In order to be great, you got to go out there and be available. Yeah, other aspect when you look at Dart is his ability is pocket presence, something that everyone was critical about when it comes to Daniel Jones. He's got elite-level pocket presence, the ability to climb the pocket, escape the rush, and be able to keep his eyes down the field, right? To keep a play extended and elongate a play to be able to find receivers down the field. He's got a good enough arm to go out there and make all the throws. And his ability to go out there and compartmentalize and look at the defense and have an understanding of where it's going. Now, yesterday, were there some, you know, did Brian Flores do a tremendous job of scheming and masking some of the coverages that were going to transpire post-snap? He did. And I think that's going to be film that Jackson Dart's going to be able to look at and be able to learn from moving forward.
Yeah, I think. And I think he's got to be careful, too, like you said, with the hits. And I think they're saying around the league, hey, listen, when you break the pocket, you're a running back. You know, so when you go down the sidelines, because I know that hit on the sidelines, there were some people saying it was dirty. That absolutely was not a dirty hit at all, you know, that hit on the sidelines, the one you were talking about.
No, it was not. It was in play. It wasn't flagged. Yeah. It was not, you know, and this is not, you know, we're not playing peewee football. I mean, you're playing the National Football League. You just, that's not a hit you want your quarterback to be taking. Trey and Tom's River's up next to the family. What's going on, Trey?
Hey, Bruce, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Trey. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, we were talking a lot about Jackson Dart. And kind of a little panic from yesterday's game. You know, I don't know if I necessarily agree. Obviously, there's a little bit of opinions regarding trading him away and looking forward to Mendoza. I really disagree with that. But, you know, they're in a position right now. Obviously, the coaching is one thing, but as for the roster, you got Neighbors coming back, Skadu coming back. You know, it's pretty strong. As for the defensive front, obviously with Dexter and Brian Burns playing his best football, you know, what's the expected return you would think you can get from, you know, either drafting Mendoza and trading him or, you know, just a pick as a whole? What's their plan roster-wise? Obviously, like I said, the coaching
those
is,
that are,
is one
those
thing.
That are going out there and selling that, what is the rationale and the reason?
Mendoza?
No. What's the rationale and the reason? Because I've heard it, but I haven't really heard it where it's logically explained, right? So why would you logically, you have a quarterback that you believe you've found an answer, and everybody believes the Giants have found an answer in Jackson Dart, why then would you trade that player to another team to draft an unknown?
I personally don't agree with it. I
don't understand it logically. Like, you know, make it make sense. Explain it to me like I'm a 3-year-old, right? Explain it to me like it makes little to no sense whatsoever. Because what, you think Mendoza all of a sudden is a better passer than Jackson Dart? There's a lot that comes along with being a quarterback in the National Football League as well, right? So we've already seen the high points, and Jackson Dart, from everybody and their mother, believes that he is going to be a franchise quarterback, and the sky's the limit. No, so now I'm going to go out there and take a player out of Indiana. And I love watching Mendoza play, and Cignetti's done an unbelievable job, thanks to NIL, with that Hoosiers program, right? And the remarkable victory over Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. But Mendoza in the National Football League is an unknown. It's not a certainty.
I agree. Yeah, I think the size, I think that, like, what we were talking about, pocket presence, when it comes to Dart and kind of that maturity, obviously it's unknown, right? And we'll see, obviously, you know, in the coming weeks what Mendoza does, you know, on a bigger stage when it comes to playing for the national championship, which Dart obviously never really had the opportunity to do it at Ole Miss. You know, I think it's the size. I mean, 6'5", pocket passer, accuracy. When it comes to that stuff, and when it comes to being a successful long-term NFL quarterback, you know, that's a guy you look at and kind of build a franchise around. I think the narrative, as for Jackson Dart, I love Jackson Dart, right? Like, I mean, I'm not arguing against that, but, you know, I think there could be a return there, and I was just kind of wondering what you would, you know, think keeping Jackson Dart and kind of what that would be.
Well, Trey, I'd be all for Dart and keeping him. I think the Giants have found a solution. I think the Giants believe that they found their quarterback of the future, right? So the search is over, right? It's been a while, and the Giants' search is over to find that quarterback. For Mendoza, really the sky's the limit, especially if, say, you know, has an unbelievable offseason, you know, has great workouts, and you have, you know, 3-4 teams that fall in love with him. And then you can get in certainly into some sort of a bidding war in order to move up for Mendoza. And then And then really, you know, the you can get a lot. I mean, you could get potentially like, you know, 3 ones. You can get, you know, 2 ones, a two, a three. I mean, there's a lot that you can get back in return, depending on how far in the draft that you have to fall and where that team is moving up from. That obviously impacts it based on the amount of draft capital that you're going to get back in return. But you could get a haul. I mean, you really could. And there's no question about it. And I would imagine that, you know, if the Giants end up with the number one overall pick, and we've got Vegas and Giants this upcoming Sunday for the battle for the number one overall pick, the Giants end up with the number one overall pick. I would imagine in that building, they're hoping that there is a bidding war for the number one overall pick, especially to go out there and get a quarterback.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think, you know, obviously that's right in front of them, but obviously ownership is up to get them, you know, the most value out of that. So, you know, that could be questionable. But, you know, we'll see how that happens.
I mean,
I think wide receiver.
Yeah, and listen, the Giants have got, you know, they've got a lot of holes that they have to go out there and fill. You know, offensive line has not become a talking point, but you got to see certainly what happens with Van Roten. Obviously, Runyon was out because his wife just had a baby this past Sunday. Andrew Thomas suffered a hamstring injury. You like what you get, but there have been, you know, deals got to work out, and you got to find some solutions that are going to be there long term when you're looking at that offensive line. But the O-line coach has done a great job this year defensively. You know, you got to be able to bring in a defensive coordinator, whoever the head coach is, that's going to take advantage of the talent that you have on that side of the football. You need elite level cover cornerback. You need to bring a little bit more speed into the equation when you're looking at the Giants defensively. But there are things to work at when you look with if you look at the Giants with Dexter Lawrence, Burns, obviously. Thibodeau has now been shut down for the season with that shoulder injury. And then you look at Abdul Carter with the way that he's flashed the past couple weeks, or more specifically, a couple weeks ago against the Washington Commanders. Shane in Babylon's up next in the fan. What's going on, Shane? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Moose. What's going on?
I'm doing well, Shane. Happy holidays. What's on your mind, man?
You too. What's going on? So someone touched on it earlier, but if for some reason Baltimore or Pittsburgh is crazy enough to get rid of Harbaugh or Tomlin, what on earth has Aaron Glenn done to justify a second year if those two people are available? If for some reason Harbaugh is fired, Glenn should be fired within 5 minutes, and the Jets should move heaven and earth to try to get this person. What has he built this year that is so important that it needs to be continued next year?
I mean, there's been nothing. Outside of cleaning up the leaks in the building, there hasn't been much.
No, there's been nothing, and we saw the Patriots do this last year with Gerard Mayo. Was, you know, Kraft even said it wasn't fair firing him, and now look at the Patriots. They're knocking on the door of another Super Bowl. I mean, you know, people talk about what's fair and what's not fair. Life isn't fair.
No, it's not. That's true.
And how many times do people say the NFL is a business? I mean, this is a very clear-cut business decision if, for any reason, Harbaugh is available.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me throw it to you this way. It's a fair argument to be made. And I don't necessarily disagree with you when you have guys that are program changers like that. If Harbaugh does shake free with the Baltimore Ravens, why would he pick the Jets instead of the Giants?
That's a great question. I mean, the only things that I could argue to pick the Jets is, one, he can select his quarterback in the draft if he doesn't think Dart is the guy. And two, from what I understand, the Jets have a lot more cap space to play with over the next few years than the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but if you believe in Dart, then that's what makes the Giants. And Shane, thanks a lot for the call. And I get your frustration. And, you know, I think the New England scenario, as you bring that up as an example, you know, you had a head coach down in Vrabel, former Patriot. That's the job he wanted, even though he flirted with other teams. The job he wanted was New England. And I get life is not fair. And sometimes you've got to pivot and realize that you made a mistake. And the biggest issue you have is not understanding or being fearful of being judged for making that mistake and not transitioning quickly forward. And New England's in a spot now after not being in the playoffs for 4 years. They're back in the postseason after that come-from-behind victory last night against the Baltimore Ravens. So I understand where you're coming from. Here's the deal that you have to when you look at the Giants. The Giants, regardless of how this season does play out, and say they end up with the number one overall pick, the Giants are going to be an attractive job to a lot of people, whether you've been a head coach before or whether you're going to become a first-time head coach because of the quarterback. The Jets' question mark there, if they decide to move on from Aaron Glenn, the question mark there to go along with the owner and Woody Johnson presents greater reservations for guys that might be have the opportunity to pick their next gig. I'm not talking about somebody looking for that first opportunity. I'm talking about the established guy, the guy that comes in with less question marks because they've done the job before and they've had success before. 1157, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.